friend, this year should be a specialist for Abin Armi Rasi Sheyichu. So Moshe Rabin Peshadin, Armi Tzuk Medes Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, Rechanan Meir Ben Chai Rachel, and Lili Nishmas Marseh Rasi Shmuel, Shlomo Ben Shimon. We're learning about Parashas Vayetzi Al Pitaras Hashel Agon Ramos Shapir Zetzal. This Parasha of Vayetzi is filled with Avonim. Listen to the Pesukim. At the beginning of the Parasha, V'ikach May Avni Amokom Yosem Eresh Yosef. Afterward, V'ikach Asa Evin Asher Sam Eresh Yosef Yosem Asam Atzeva. Afterward, V'Evin Gedol Al Pi Aber. And then at the end of the Parasha, V'Yom Yaakov L'Achav L'Ktu Avonim V'Sugal. What's all these stones? Stones. So, since Yaakov is now in this parasha building the Jewish home, Beis Yisrael, he's marrying Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, Zilpah. So there, how do you build a home? You build a home with stones. So therefore, we find a lot of stones in this parasha. It says in the pasuk Mishamra, Evan Yisrael, Evan. Rashi says Bereishis 49:24 is a natrikan of Uben, father and son. Evan, it's an acronym of Uben, father and son. Yaakov and his sons. So that's really what this parasha is all about. We have that Yaakov came to that place, he lay down because the sun set, and he takes from the stones and he puts it at his head. And the Chazal say, like Rashi brings, the Avanim quarreled with each other, and each Evan, each stone, said that the Tzaddik should put his head on me. In the end, they all came together, and this Evan, according to Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, ended up being the Evan Ashtia. This is what the world stands on, this stone. And Yaakov said about the stone, Evan Azosha Santi Matsevi, Yabes Elokim. So on this, the world is built. We also find, that's the Evan Ashtia, Shememenu Hushta Saholam. So we also find here, Vayishkav B'makom Ahu, he lay down, and then it says, this is Sula Mutzav Arzav Rosha Megiyah Shemaima. He has this dream of the ladder going to the heavens, and then it says, Yaakov wakes up, and he says, this is a Beis Elokim, and a Shar Shemaim. So we have these two inyanim coming together. You have this, the stones all coming together, and then you have the revelation that this is a Beis Elokim and a Shar Shemaim. The stones together with the dream, and that reveals it's a Beis Elokim. This is a house of God, and the gates to heaven, we know he's on Har Habayis. Yaakov Avinu was the Bechir Sheba'ovis Bereishis Rabbah 76:1. He was the chosen one of the Avos. Yaakov Avinu, Mitaso Shalema. His bed was complete. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Amrev Abba Bar Kahana, Atshlosha Doros Lopaska Zoama Me'avosenu. Three generations there was a no psikas hazoama. Avram had Yishmael, Yitzchak had Esav, Yaakov had the 12 Shvatim, Shalahaya Behem Shum Dofi. The no aspersions cast on the 12 tribes. Yaakov didn't have any psolas. Yaakov was an Adam Hashalem, Ishtam, Tamim Lagamre, without a chisaron, without a mum, without a pagam, without a blemish, he was an Adam Hashalem. So we have to understand, what's miyached? What makes Yaakov Avinu special? What makes him what he is? Lashon HaGemara is that there's an adifus for Yaakov. So apparently the Mashmos HaPshuta is that for this reason he's the Bechir Sheba Avos. Where is that Nekudah Adifus? What makes Yaakov so chosen? There's a fundamental difficulty in understanding the Koach HaBechira. We know that the Borei Olam gave man Koach HaBechira, the power to choose. We can choose between good and bad. And we have both in front of us, and we're told to choose good. Now, if you think about it well, there's a very big difficulty here. If we have shikulim here, if we have two tzadim, so they have to be equal. And these two sides, so how do you decide? How can you be machriya with two tzadim that are equal? So the way we usually decide things is we go deeper, and we find that the two sides aren't equal. Our understanding is that every Gilui of Bechira always is Megalam Afreya, that there was never a Suffolk here in the first place. But that's not true. That's not what Bechira means. Bechira is between two equal powers, each one in its Madrega. And it stands before man, and he gets to decide. That's what it means, Bechira. Bechira means you're actually choosing one side. So now, if there's a Suffolk, and the Suffolk is a Suffolk Amiti, it's a true Suffolk, how is it possible that there should be something called a Koach Achra, when the two sides are actually equal? And nevertheless, you can be machriya one side more than the other. Mod lo baru, mod lo muvan. Minayin tzatz koach achra'a bizman shehatzadim be'emet shkulim ve'moshchim b'tzura shava. Zemoshech lekan, v'zemoshech lekan. So where do you have the koach achra if you have two equal sides? And it's not enough to say that if you look at it well, you'll see that the seichel is machayev you to go one way. If so, it's not bechira. So what we really have is we have on one hand the seichel, it brings you to one side, and then you have the ratzon, that the ratzon is drawing you to the other side. Isn't that what life is about? You have the seichel telling you to do one thing, and then you have your desire to do the opposite. So where do we have the koach hachorah to be machriya between them? So the omek hadvarim is that every person could be perceived as just a bundle of ritzonos. We have so many desires, so many kochos, so many possibilities, and this is one big mixture of all these kochos. Kochos that drum in one direction, kochos that drum in the opposite direction. The regular person that we know, he's not one person. He goes from one ratzon to another ratzon. He goes from one mood to another mood. Sometimes he's like this, sometimes he's like that. You see people, they're like less religious, they're more into it, they're less into it, they want this, they want that. We go from ratzon to ratzon. Oh, now he's hungry, he goes to eat. Now he's thirsty, he goes to drink. Now he's tired, he goes to sleep. He needs money, he goes to work. He wants to relax, he watches television. He's always thinking different things, wherever his ratzon is drawing him. And it could be in a very short period of time. Could be that in 1 hour he has 10 different ratzonos. Constantly change. He wants this, he wants that. Sometimes it's extreme. So it could be that a man can make himself into just one person. Mikaf raglo ve'ad kodkodo. He's going to be one surah and sa'adam, not just a mixture of many different kochos. And that's the difference in Lashon HaKodesh between a katan and a gadol. Katan is davar katua, something cut off, a keta, a section. That's what a katan is. There's no mahalach. With a katan, you have no mahalach. Every second is something different. What's a gadol? A gadol is like a gada shel nahar. Like a riverbank. And it's a davar nimshach. It's something that's drawn. That's the idea of the word gadol. Katan is davar katua. Gadol is something that's drawn. That's drawn out. Somebody who one minute wants something, and then the next moment he wants something else, he's a davar katua, he's a katan. Somebody who's drawn, it's one long line, that's a gadol. It's not necessarily a matter of age, it's more a matter of spiritual maturity. So now, when it's kochos against kochos, the kochos are shakol. Because you have two sides, they're pulling you in different directions. Sometimes three sides, four sides, five sides. However, when you're mechaber, all your chalakim, and you make yourself into one person, that's the koach habechira. You're mitzarif all your kochos, and you make them into one person. All these kochos are mitzarif to one suras adam. When the chooser makes himself into one suras adam, the way that adam is supposed to be, then you're already going to choose good. You take all of your kochos and you bring them in one direction. And then it's going to lead you to good. You can't be misgaber on a koach when the koach shekenegdo could be machriya. Where you can have koach, you have one koach and power in one direction, and then you have another power in the other direction. It's going to overpower that first power. That's when it's a stira. So a lot of people are living internal stiras. They have a lack of internal peace. So a person has kochos of ra, so he goes in the direction of ra. Sometimes he's misgaber on the ra, and sometimes he's not. When he doesn't have koach, what is he going to do then? So what we're talking about here is not just koach. We're talking here about ha'amadav acheres shel ikert sura etz ha'adam. It's a different type of presentation of our humanity. When a person places himself like an Adam Shalem, an Adam Bar, in other words, you have a life, there are people like this. When you read about stories of tzaddikim, you see that's exactly, they're not even, I don't know if they're always conscious or aware or like formulated this way. But not everybody is such a philosopher. But sometimes you have a tzaddik and they have one mahalach in life. And no matter what happens, they stay with that mahalach. They have a mahalach of simcha, they have a mahalach of imachazik, other people. They have a mahalach of giving of themselves, they have a mahalach of learning. And nothing that happens is gonna stop them from continuing. That's their godless, that's a gadol. Something that's drawn out. They're not different every day. Eliyashiv used to have a Seder Hayom that he kept to literally religiously. He would get up 2:30 in the morning, and then his neighbor used to listen, he could hear him. He had a neighbor who was a Breslover Chassid, Rabbi Shmuel Shapiro. 2:30 in the morning, and every morning, doesn't matter what happened the previous night. And then by 2:35, he put some hot water on the kettle to make himself whatever it was, hot water, coffee, tea, whatever he drank. And then he sat down to learn. Sat down to learn until 6, he had his first Seder. And then 6 was davening, always 6, not Vasikin. Because Vasikin means a different time every day. He didn't want to go on that Mahalach of a different time every day. He wanted his Kvius. I'm sure that he felt that his learning was more important than being makbid on Vasikin, because it would share his learning if he would daven Vasikin. So he had his Mahalach, and he just kept to it no matter what. Nothing could stop him. So that's a Bocher B'Tov. A Bocher B'Tov is that your Mahalach HaChaim is for good, and therefore it doesn't matter what kochos are coming in your way, they don't even exist. You don't even have to pay attention to them, because you have your Mahalach and nothing is going to stop you on your path. You're a man with a mission. So now it's clear that the koch to be bocher b'tov, a person doesn't create from the system of kochos that are in his possession. Here is his nisayon. Here is his nekudas habechira. Here is the place where he can't necessarily be misgaber with koch. If he's mamid koch neged koch, sometimes he just doesn't have enough koch. So what does a person do? He says, this is against my tzuras adam. This is just not who I am. It's against my self-identity. And then the nisayon becomes very small. But and the Masilas Yesharim says that Nimtzeinu Lemeidim Ki Yikar Metzias Adam Ba'olam Hazu Rak L'Kayim Mitzvos V'Lavod V'Lamod B'Nisayon. So that's the tachlis of the creation of man. The tachlis of the creation of man is to be Omid B'Nisayon. How are you Omid B'Nisayon? You see who you are, and if this doesn't fit with that picture, you just don't do it. You don't say it. You don't go there. So when a person is nichshal in his bechira, two things happen. First of all, he's nichshal, he's stumbling in his tafkid as a person. It's not why he was created. It's a kishalim be'etzim tzuras ha'adam. It's against your tzuras ha'adam, you were commanded to pass tests, and here you're failing the test, chas v'shalom. And the second thing is that the next bechira is going to be about worse things, right? That's the way. If you ever see somebody fail in their religiosity, in their avodas Hashem, so where does it begin? Begins, let's say, the person keeps davening, they just go to minyan, and they just come late to minyan. They're late, a few minutes late. And then they say, you know what? They daven at home. They daven at the kotel at home, their wall at home. And then, you know, those home davenings, you know, 10-minute shacharis turns into a 5-minute shacharis. And little by little it gets less and less, and then it's just tefillin with Kriya Shema and Shemon Esrei, then it's just tefillin with Kriya Shema, then it's just tefillin, and then it's no tefillin. And then as he goes, he stops, you know, as he goes down, there's a It's a process. And what gives us the power to withstand these nisyonos is ubacharta b'chayim, to make this choice, to choose life. What does that mean? To say that this is my tzura sa'adam. My tzura sa'adam is life. And therefore, everything else is death. And that minimizes the nisayon. Rabbi Yon already writes that. That's a mamish mitzvah. He writes in Shari Tshuva, b'charta, to use your kochos ha'bechira well. And that means to identify yourself as somebody who serves Hashem, and that you're a chooser of good. And therefore, anytime bad comes to you, your friend says to you, let's go to a bar. You're Ben Torah, you're Bas Torah, you're going to walk in. You wouldn't even think of it. It's just completely against who you are. You're going to call up a nice African-American, a Gentile woman, and a very nice girl, very, very nice girl, very religious girl. She goes to church every Sunday. So you're going to call her up and ask her out on a date? That's just not in the Mekus of Achirat, because it's against our, even if she's a Caucasian-American, it doesn't matter. Even if she's Orange-American, it's just against our self-identity. This is not who we are. We don't date Christian girls, as religious as they may be. So that's the idea of having a tzura sa'adam. This is who I am, and therefore I'm not going to do something that goes against who I am. So what happened after the sin of Adam HaRishon was that tzura sa'adam was completely crushed, smashed to pieces, and man isn't the same man anymore. Now we're just living in this with bundle of ritzonos. This minute you want this, and that minute you want that. And that's the way we are. Well, I want to buy this, now I want to buy that. People are always buying, going. So now it's Corona. I think people are buying a lot less. But in the olden days, you walk down the street, so many stores, so many cafes, so many ritzonos. Everybody's trying to pull you in. Tzura sa'adam chazra l'olamim klal Yisrael. So the true tzura sa'adam came back to the world when Klal Yisrael was born. As it says in the book of Ezekiel, Ve'atem tzon yitzon mar'isi at adam atem, atem kriyim adam, ve'ein umasa'olam kriyim adam. So the true tzura sa'adam, the way Adam was supposed to be, is supposed to be restored by Klal Yisrael. And that's why the pasuk calls us tzon. It says about Yaakov Avinu in the Medrash that he had 600,000 sheep, and we're called tzon kachim. Klal Yisrael a lot of times is called tzon. The pasuk in Tehillim, Nachisek etzon amecha biyad Moshe v'Aaron, 77:21. Many places we're called tzon. Atem tzoni tzon marisi, you are my sheep, the sheep of my grazing. Adam atem, you are a true man, what man is supposed to be. Gemara Yevamos says, like I quoted before, 61a, atem kriyim adam. So after the churban and the kilkul of tzura sa'adam, the ones who were machzir tzura sa'adam l'makoma, who is that person? Yaakov Avinu. Gemara says that the beauty of Adam HaRishon was like the beauty of Yaakov Avinu was like the beauty of Adam HaRishon, above Mitzi 84a. Yaakov was the person who brought back to the world the tzura of Adam HaRishon, the form of Adam HaRishon before the sin. The beauty of Yaakov, meaning the spiritual beauty of Yaakov, is like the beauty of Adam. Adam lifnei achet. It says in the pasuk, v'nei malochei Elokim olim v'yardim bo. So I'll say, Shemo Yu Yordim Verom is Tsurasa Shel Yaakov. They would go down and see the Tsura of Yaakov, and then go up and see the same Tsura that's Chakuka, that's engraved on the Kisya Kabbat. Olam V'yordim Bo, Chazal say Bo also means Yaakov himself. Up, down. You go up, you see the same Yaakov up there that you see down here. It's the same Tsura, from the highest level to the lowest level. It's the same person, and that's what it means to be an ishtam. That's what it means to be a shalem. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we will continue talking about Yaakov and the Avos and their Midos and how it relates back to this week's Parsha. And we will see more Neflos Mitaras Hashem Beli Neder. Very much hope. And there's a lot more to say. It's Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet.